down. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is at the Kennedy Space Center.
That latest setback happened, which is 3 minutes and 50 seconds to go before launch, when a computer system that is linked to the rocket and is supposed to take over in those final minutes issued an automatic hold. Boeing, NASA, and the maker of the rocket, ULA, are working to find out exactly why that computer system did not fully activate at the right time.
NASA says the next launch attempt for the crewed orbital test flight will be Wednesday at the earliest. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is appearing critical of a ceasefire proposal outlined Friday by President Biden. CBS's MTS Taib is in Tel Aviv.
Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv in their thousands, demanding Prime Minister Netanyahu not back away from his own government's proposal for a ceasefire and a return of the hostages.
President Biden, please help us save them.
In a statement, Hamas said it was ready to engage positively with the three-phase proposal, but only if Israel clearly announces commitment to such a deal.
Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry reports the Israeli offensive has killed more than 36,000 people, mostly civilians. It's the death penalty. CBS's Lana Zak has the story.
Doomsday writer Chan Daybell has been sentenced to death. The jury returning the special verdict found Daybell's murderer of Tammy Daybell, his first wife, and Tong Lee Ryan and J.J. Vallow, the children of his second wife, was, quote, heinous, atrocious, or cruel. Thursday, an Idaho jury found him guilty. The case, you'll recall, captivated the nation as Chad and Lori Vallow Daybell honeymooned in Hawaii as the children were missing. Lori Vallow Daybell was tried separately last year and sentenced to life in prison without parole. Lana Zak, CBS News.
10% of registered Republican voters responding to a new Reuters Ipsos poll say they are less likely to vote for Donald Trump following his felony conviction in the hush money case. This man from Ellicott City, Maryland, a lifelong Republican, says he doesn't understand his party.
Until this party regains its sanity, I'm for a military. I take my oath to the Constitution very seriously. It's insane to me that any Republican who grew up in the Reagan years would possibly vote for this person.
Several states face the threat of severe storms and possible flash flooding.
Starting in the Pacific Northwest, it's a soggy pattern that's more reminiscent of January rather than June, as we're watching multiple waves of rain move in now all the way through Monday, and they'll add up to about 3 to 5 inches of rain in western Washington state.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Willie Nelson fans, listen up. The famed artist is showing no signs of slowing down. CBS's Allison Keys has the story.
I work on the border.
Willie Nelson just dropped a new album showing the world that being 90 years old does not mean one has to slow down. The Border, available on streaming vinyl and CD, delves into his native Texas and its southern borderlands. The best tracks have deep roots in Mexican music. The title track begins like a Western with a standoff between the law and cartels. Nelson sings it from the perspective of a Border Patrol agent, but then the agent shifts and takes the side of the people he takes into custody. Just last year, Nelson celebrated that birthday, got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and released two studio albums. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Willie Nelson showing once again age is just a number, at least for some of us. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, some showers around this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a high near 70. Increasing clouds tomorrow night, then showers and storms return again for Monday, high low 70s. Currently 57 degrees.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Stars fall from the sky for you.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Yeah. you gotta understand. Radio. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Radio. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Radio. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop.
My love, lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my high one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm talking about two ways to save at the grocery store. Tip number one, don't shop when you're hungry. A USC study recently found that hungry shoppers spent 60% more and bought more non-food items than less hungry customers. So if you're about to shop when you're snacky, don't. Pull over, get a quick bite to eat, and work on tip number two. Make a grocery list and stick to it when you're shopping. I know, so basic, but studies have really shown that making lists save money by cutting down or even cutting out impulse purchases. In my family, we keep our grocery list right on the fridge, and that way we all know what we're shopping for when we head to the store. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Can do the WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
shed a tear, and you know that it's sincere. Don't you think it's kinda sad that you're treating me so bad, or don't you even care?
Help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
sections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hit sin. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000 in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split $20,000. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at PaysBig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. When you're down and out,
information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Watch it!
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She smiled up at me. And she took my hand. And we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers everywhere. She simply got my heart.
I love the girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.